For 26-year-old Syrian national Omar Zarzour, soccer is more than just a game. It's a bond that connects him to his home, his family, and his past. Only a Game's Nico Emack has the story.
Omar Zarzour grew up outside of Damascus in a town of Harista. His love of soccer was something he developed early on.
My mom told me to go pick up or buy something from the grocery store, and I see kids playing. I forgot what my mom told me, and I stopped playing with the kids. Then my mom got angry, like she was worried about me, like, hey, what happened? Like, how long? Like, you know, she's worried because I took so long. Then she knows that naturally I'm with the ball.
Imad Zarzour, Omar's father, played center back for one of the biggest clubs in Syria. He also had the honor of representing his country at the national level. Omar idolized his dad. He looked to him for guidance, advice, and soccer expertise. But Imad's playing career ended long before Omar was born. So when they played together for the first time...
My dad, he's fat. Like, I was so amazed. The high level he had still have the touch for the ball.
As a coach, Omar's father didn't mess around.
No, he's army style.
Imad would come to Omar's games and yell instructions at him from the stands.
The meaning I'm going to say is like, like, hey, stand up and do better, you know, in aggressive way.
But off the field was a different story.
I'm not saying he's really soft on me, no, but I've never lied at him. And whenever I do something, I'm being honest with him. It's good relationship between son and dad.
At the age of 14, Omar joined Al-Wada Sports Club, one of the top teams in Syria. Outside of soccer, he dreamed of attending the local university and marrying his high school sweetheart. But a lot would change over the next 4 years. In 2011, the tension in Syria reached a head. Government troops led by President Bashar al-Assad began clashing with civilians.
The unrelenting gunfire left dozens and dozens dead. Among the casualties, a 12-year-old boy.
Imagine yourself, you never heard like gunshot in all your life, and you're just hearing like heavy weapons and people dying and dead body on the street, blood on the street, moms screaming, moms shouting, people crying. It's just really bad memories. I lost a lot of my friends too, which is that's the hardest part. Just being in the war, like you sometimes you can't sleep. You never know what's gonna happen. You never know. You next day you will be alive or not. I remember one day, literally was such a quiet day. I was in my bedroom and was like, you know, on my laptop, you know, checking internet. And all of a sudden I hear literally the building behind me, like boom, like something explode. And that happened a lot. I'm talking about just the first time.
Most days the fighting was so bad, Omar couldn't even leave the house. It became unsafe to play soccer or attend university. Omar stayed as far away from the violence as possible.
I'm against anyone who killing innocent person, because the innocent people who pay the price for everything, not even the rivals, not even the government. I'm a human being. I'm with a human being. I'm against any person who's willing to kill any innocent person.
Omar's high school girlfriend, the girl he planned to marry, was a U.S. citizen. When the fighting broke out, she left for America. Omar knew that if he wanted to achieve the goals he had set for himself, he'd have to leave Syria too. Omar had friends in the neighboring country of Jordan, so he decided that it would be the best place for him to move, at least until he could figure out something more permanent. Crossing the border by land was very dangerous, so Omar flew to Lebanon and then to Jordan. There, he tried out for one of the teams in the Jordanian Pro League.
But in that moment, I didn't have the chance to keep going.
Omar was working 16-hour days selling shoes.
Some people take advantage of you because you're Syrian, you have to work extra, we pay you less, but you don't have any other choice. You have to work hard to provide and help your family.
Omar was determined to make a life for himself and save up enough money to bring his family to Jordan. But the fighting intensified back home in Syria.
They had an agreement between the government and the rivals to stop the conflict for 1 hour, and anyone to leave safe, they have the choice too. So my dad and my mom, my two sisters, literally they just took some clothes on and some our documents and left.
The family reunited in Jordan, where they were granted refugee status. But Omar knew he'd be leaving again soon.
My dream's more than just working. I want to accomplish something. I want to, you know, do something better for my family.
Omar contemplated walking thousands of miles to Europe, or taking a boat to Egypt.
My mom refused the idea to go to Egypt and go through that trip, which is so dangerous.
That's when Omar's high school girlfriend offered to help. She told him,
"You're going to come over here. We start a new life here. And, you know, you can continue education. Then we can be together."
They got engaged, and Omar received a fiancé visa to come to the United States. From an airport in Jordan, Omar said goodbye to his family and boarded a plane to Los Angeles, California.
The last time I saw my family when I came to U.S., of course, crying. And I, to be honest, I've never seen my dad crying, like, so bad. I mean, you know, you never consider, like, that moment or think about the moment until you have it, you know? I don't know why we always wait to the last moment to express our feelings. It was sad, but at the same time, it was good because I'm going to see the person I loved.
Finally, Omar was back on track to fulfill his dreams of playing soccer, attending college, and marrying his childhood sweetheart.
I have a great respect for this country and for the people as well, because they treat you as a human being, not as where you came from, what is your religion is. They just treat you as a human being, which is that what we're missing in my country.
But life in America wasn't without its challenges. Omar struggled to adjust.
As a newcomer to the United States, you have to learn, maybe improve your English, to have more connection, to find better opportunity. It takes time.
The relationship between Omar and his fiancé became strained.
When you love someone and you cannot provide him the lifestyle she wants, it's kind of hard. Unfortunately, things didn't work between us. We broke up in peaceful way. We had a great respect between each other, and we both of other wish the best of luck for each of us.
Even though the breakup was amicable, Omar was struggling to find balance in his life. His status in the country was no longer guaranteed. He was worried about his family back in Jordan. He was unfamiliar with the LA area, and for the first time in his life, he was without soccer.
When I came to the United States, 6 months, I didn't touch the ball. I was so angry.
One day, Omar heard there might be a pickup game at a nearby field. He wasn't familiar with the bus system, but he wasn't going to let that stop him. After a few Google searches, he put his cleats in his bag and set off to find the game. He never made it there, but looking out the bus window, he saw another field with people playing on it.
And I told the driver, "Hey, stop here." And he told me, "This is not a stop." I say, "I don't care. Stop right here."
He was over 7,000 miles from Syria, but on that field, he was home. Omar kept coming back, playing as much pickup soccer as his schedule allowed. And the more he played, the more he missed competing at a high level.
"It's killing me. I want to do something better in soccer." So on Instagram, I saw LA Roma.
LA Roma was a semi-professional club in the United Premier Soccer League.
And they have the tryout. So I went to the tryout in LA Roma. And since the first day, he told me, like, "Hey, you are in."
Omar joined in 2017 and quickly became the team favorite, known by his teammates for his positive outlook. Then, in 2018, Alessandro Del Piero, the former Juventus FC superstar and World Cup champion with Italy, purchased the team and rebranded it LA 10.
Del Piero, into the corner, there's another one! That's the one that...
I've never, ever imagined I'm going to meet Del Piero. So I was like, it's a dream, you know, to be part of this team.
Omar began his third season with the club this spring. He plays defense, like his dad.
I'm enjoying the moment. I'm enjoying being with this club. I'm really proud of me and my teammates as well. We want to accomplish something.
Omar has applied for political asylum in the U.S. When he's not playing soccer, he works as a personal banker at Wells Fargo. He's saving up money to help his family back in Jordan. And even despite President Donald Trump's travel ban, he hopes to one day bring them here to the States.
This is my dream. This is my dream to be together.
That story came from Only a Game's Nico Emack.